This is the Web Weekly, episode 9 for September 17th, 2010. Sleepy and Sick. In this week's episode, Kevin and Jonas talk about the new IE9 beta release and a bunch of other stuff we just can't remember.
Welcome to the Web Weekly, the podcast for all things web. My name is Jonas Flint, and I'm your host. With me today, as usual, is Mr. Kevin Dees. So how was the conference today?
The conference is going well. I skipped out for a little while to come back and do the podcast. And you have a cold.
Yeah, I've been sick all week.
You can tell because your voice is like lowered like 4 octaves and you don't like sound like a little girl anymore.
Oh, okay. So I sound like more of a man?
Yeah, you sound like a man now.
I sound manly.
You have that hearty, scruffy voice now. So
like a pirate. Arr.
Right.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, this week, actually, Saturday, I got hit with the flu. It was Saturday night. Played some WoW.
Yeah.
Got hit with the flu. And then all Sunday, like, I cut out of church early. And just slept.
Shame.
No, I did what I needed to do.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you.
I cut out of church early and I went to sleep and I slept all day long. And then I I went to work early in the morning because I have a little part-time job.
Yep.
You know, and it's morning so I can do the web thing all day long. Woke up at 4 in the morning, worked, you know, it's about 3 hours. And regretted that I did that. Ended up going home, sleeping. And then calling out the next day, sleeping. And one can only sleep in the bed for so long. You know?
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where, I mean, I still felt crappy, but I no longer felt tired. So I just laid in the bed, miserable. You know? It was awful.
Yeah.
You know? So now I'm finally, you know, after having the flu, it turned into this, like, coffee, hacky, you know, like scratchy throat, chest congestion thing. And it,
just don't cough on me during the podcast, and we'll be all right.
Well, you know,
at least I'll be all right.
I believe in paying it forward, so you'll see soon enough.
Yeah.
So.
Oh me. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's getting better. I mean, I'm taking medicine. I'm drinking juice. You know, I drank a lot of sodas last week, and I swear sodas will do me in one day.
Dude, I hate soda, man. I really, like, I don't buy soda for my house or nothing, and if I do, it's going to be like Sprite or Sierra Mist.
Yeah.
I'll have a Dr. Pepper every once in a while. Love Dr. Pepper, but, and I have to say, I do drink Coke every once in a while, but that's like, everybody around me has a Coke.
You do Coke?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. No. Everybody has that Coke, you know, so it's like, well, if that's all you got, that's what I'm going to drink, so. I do buy soda from every time, but every now and again. But it's not like, it's not on my grocery list, and it's not, you know, it doesn't rank up there.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be juice and water for me. So, and minimal on the juice, because juice has a lot of sugar, gets you nice and fat. Yeah.
So, one more day of restfest.org, if anybody's wondering.
Restfest, what exactly is that?
Restful design, or development and design. It's like an architectural way of documenting how program stuff happens, and you need to search it on Wikipedia. It's not something that you can just explain unless you have a lot of experience in it. I'm going to the conference. I don't know a lot about RESTful design quite yet.
Yeah,
or development, or however you want to phrase it, but it's RESTful stuff.
And who's holding that?
It's being sponsored by GitHub. And I forget who the speakers are offhand. I can't recall. I should know right now.
Isn't the organizer Ben Young
and another guy, and I can't remember his name. But I'll actually throw a link to that in the show notes. Give them a little bit of props.
Yeah.
But it's cool because it's a smaller conference, and it's kind of like a hack kind of day. So we're all in there. We're all programming. We're all writing some code. It's nice. It's cool.
Yeah, you know when...
everybody, it's fun to see, like, you know, 25 developers all on GitHub submitting stuff, you know, all at once. So it's fun.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah.
You know, when Ben mentioned it, it sounded... And Ben is...
Yeah, he told you to come out, but I told him it was a tough chance of that.
Yeah. Well, I told Ben... when he told me about it, and I heard what exactly it was going to be, I was like, this... Because Ben is into some very, very unique...
Yeah.
Coding type of
stuff.
You can
call it super geeky.
Yeah, very niche-y. Like,
yeah.
I stopped by his office years ago when I first met him. He used to run a little company called Big Blue Hat. And the reason we're talking about Ben also is we're planning on hopefully getting him on the show.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
maybe episode number 10 when we introduce...
Well, that's like what, next
we're,
episode.
We're aiming for new website... New domain, new podcast.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty legit. We hope.
Episode 10. Well, the website might take a while.
Yeah.
I want to put some thought into that. But.
Anyways, let's not give too much away about Ben, because if we're gonna have him on the show,
well, you know,
you don't want to do like a spoiler this episode, and then.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just for the sake of talking about, he does everything in Linux. Open source software.
Yeah, open source geek is what he is.
Ubuntu. He doesn't touch Windows or anything else. He's just pure Linux. And he's into some stuff that, quite frankly, is above what I need to be doing, you know?
Right.
I did do web design.
Well, there's specific roles. Like, you can be a developer. You can be a UX professional. You can be a web designer. You can be a front-end developer, you can be a PHP guru, a Java guru, a .NET guru, you know?
Yeah.
Like we said, the job titles don't mean much, you know, and everybody has their niche, you know, that they fall into. And some people are better at some things than others. But Ben's got a good grasp of a lot of stuff. So.
When he told me about it,
He's been doing this for a while, too.
Yeah, I knew exactly what it was going to be like, and I was like, I might just peek in and say hi and maybe eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
Or did they serve food or something?
We had pizza, yeah.
Yeah, or yeah, eat a slice or whatever.
Yeah,
say
it was
hi
good
to
pizza. I think it was from Barley, so you know that's
ooh.
Good. That's top notch stuff right there.
Yummy stuff. That's
yeah.
Not no ghetto.
No, man.
Right.
If you're ever in Greenville,
not
South
the ghetto
Carolina,
pizza.
If you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, all the web guys eat at Barley's.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Barley's is the
yeah.
spot. Yeah. And they know you by first name. Like, I remember
yeah.
when I went there, the Beer Idiots, that one time, I went to Beer Idiots once and then came back the next week. And the guy remembered what I had. I walked
yeah.
in, he goes, Coke? Okay. You know what I mean? He
yeah.
just knew what to get. It was amazing to me. So, you know,
it's great.
Good service. Yeah, that's the way it should be, son. That's awesome.
All right, well, I guess we need to dive in before we bore everybody.
Got a good good agenda today, huh?
Yeah, we have... I want to get back to the Rest Fest. It's not over till tomorrow, so I want to see if I can't snag back in there before it's over. So, we have a few things on the quick links here. You have two SitePoint articles. I guess we can go ahead and...
Yes.
Take a look at those.
My first...
If you can bring them up. There you go.
Yeah. My first quick link is an article... about HTML5 forms. Now, I just...
Again? HTML5 again? All over again.
Yeah, again. HTML5
again.
Again.
What do you know?
Well, hey, you know, it's an emerging technology, and, you know, it's one that I'm really starting to dive into.
Yeah. HTML5 is a huge shift, and...
While it was
sick. It's a shift away from... And it's not to say you can't use XHTML with HTML5. You can still use that syntax, but it is a shift away from... an extremely semantic way of looking at the web.
And
I'm talking about extreme. I'm not saying
it's
not
very
semantic.
Loose. HTML5 is very, very loose. Almost,
it almost yeah.
makes me queasy loose. You know what I mean? Like, we spent all this time trying to create standards and rules. And I think by the end of XHTML, we finally got there. You know, and then
this
you know
is why divergence is important.
Yeah, and then then all of a sudden, you know, because we're so desperate for new features, we
protocol
build
rules.
Upon things. Yeah, we break them. I mean, I almost feel that way. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, I do as well. You know, and you know, I want to find some kind of standard that says this is when you've gone too far. I actually believe that this, the method, the way that we're going is okay, as long as we know what the boundaries are, you know. And it would be great if the boundaries were total separation of content, behavior, and presentation. But it's not going to be that way. I mean, XML,
no, it's not.
As soon as they said XML2 is gone, that was the end of it.
XHTML2.
Yeah, XHTML2. Yeah,
I almost wish they didn't.
Almost, but then it would kill. Yeah, I wish if it could have been the way I wanted it to be, XHTML all the way.
Yeah.
But
I almost wish they didn't. But, well, I mean, not that I'm dissatisfied with HTML5.
No.
I just read.
I can genuinely say I'm happier with HTML5 than I would have ever been with XHTML2.
Really?
With all the cool APIs that come attached with it. Canvas and all these new little things in there. It's a breath of fresh air. It makes HTML an application kind of markup language now, as well as a document markup language, which is very, very helpful.
Yeah, what surprised me was there wasn't really that much to learn, really. There's only a few extra tags. I mean, not a few, but there's...
It's nothing extremely radical.
Yeah.
The only thing radical about it is the APIs that are attached to it, and that's not HTML5. But, anyways, to the article,
HTML5...
Quickly, that was
forms.
A quick link. It's been
yeah,
6 minutes
that's fine.
On.
You know, I mean, like I finished Jeremy Keith's HTML5 for Web Designers. So
it's a great book.
That's why I'm doing a lot of HTML5 stuff right now. But yeah, this article can be found on articles.sitepoint.com/article/HTML5-forms. Very, very good article about what kinds of things that you can use, what kinds of things you can use right now in HTML5 forms.
I will say, I guess this wasn't really a quick link, but I will say with forms, the new form stuff, be very careful in your use of it. A lot of these things are going to give you different interfaces. Like, I think a development preview of Chrome right now, if you put, like, number in your form for your type, it's going to add, like, little number up arrow and down arrow so you can, like, increase or decrease a number.
Yeah.
And so you have to be careful in how you use it. So it's going to be semantic, but it's also going to add an interface sometimes that you may not be happy with. And so you need to be careful when you're using them. Don't use them strictly based on their semantic use.
Yeah.
You know, use them appropriately. You're not always going to want to use number because of the interface elements that are going to add sometimes. Sometimes you're going to just want to add a class of, say, number for it to be a little bit more semantic.
Right.
You know, so just be careful. Keep your eye out for that kind of stuff. But, like, placeholder and all that, pretty cool stuff.
Awesome. Now, my next quick link is CSS3 border images.
Okay. Oh, yeah, border images with CSS3.
Yeah.
This is different from, like, rounded corners or gradients. This is
actual images within your border.
Right.
And now this is pretty... I'm looking forward to this kind of stuff.
Right. This is like scaling the image, like setting it to stretch or that kind of thing, right? I remember reading it briefly in the spec when I was going over the CSS3 stuff for images in the border.
Yeah, stretch, repeat, round,
yep.
Space.
Yeah.
You know, you have some pretty interesting things that you can do. But basically, you can line your... whatever element you have with a border, with a border image. Now, of course, this kind of thing can be taken out of control. You know, it can
just like anything.
Well, just like tiling backgrounds, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
How you tile whatever.
I think we fear bad design a little too much because either somebody can design or they can't. So they're going to make a website regardless.
Tiling a Michael Jackson animated GIF in the background.
Yeah. Whether they have a pistol or an AK-47, they're still going to blow the watermelon all to shreds, you know?
Right. Yeah, so, but, and no, I mean, I think this is long in coming. We need this kind of thing. This kind of control in our CSS3, man, I can't wait to have it.
Yeah.
You know, because then you can completely abandon images, you know, in your markup. But with HTML5, you know,
I don't
really care about that, so.
Very cool. Good quick link.
Next quick link is Lettering.js. I think you might be a little interested in this.
Yeah, I'll have to go check that out.
By Dave Rupert. Basically...
Is this on GitHub? Do you know?
One second. I believe so. The
Yep, it's on GitHub.
Yeah,
that's very cool. His site's actually really nice, too. He's got, like, the letters kind of bounce up and down, and it's well-designed. Looks like it's using a little bit of CSS3.
Yeah, first of all, the URL to CSS3 borders... or border images was articles. It's another SitePoint article.
Yeah, you can tell you're sickly because missing out on a few things.
Yeah, articles.sitepoint.com /css3-border-images.
Yep.
So, and this next quick link, lettering.js, can be found at daverupert.com, 2010/09/lettering-js. And basically... what he does is gives you control over every single letter.
Okay.
Now, he does warn you to use it sparingly. You don't want to, you know, use this in your entire document. But if there's stuff that you want to do with your typography by the letter, you know, this is the thing to do it with.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty interesting. He got some of his buddies... to do it with them, Jason Santamaria, Frank Chimero, and Naz Hamid. You know, and it's worth a look-see. Check it out.
Look-see?
Look-see. You like that word?
Look-see. It's a good word. So I have a quick link.
Okay.
This is kind of old, but Snoopy.allmarkedup.com. Check that out. Check it out on your iPhone, though. You'll be able to view source
of
web pages. On your iPhone.
Nice.
Check it out. And I think it works with most web quick browsers, but I haven't checked it. Taken a really long look at it. And there are times where I've been to a website on my iPhone. I was like, man, how'd they do that? Well, now you can look at the source.
Awesome.
And then we also have a searchengineland.com article. You can find that at searchengineland.com/Bing. Promises more beautiful search in IE9 50861, and put dashes in between all that good stuff except for the numbers there. And from there, they just kind of talk about the new stuff that Bing is doing in IE9 and how they're doing like video playback with, I believe, Canvas on like their Bing search page and just different dynamic things that they did. And if you watch the webcast of the release of the IE9 beta, you kind of got to see all this already. But if you haven't, give it a look or go watch the keynote. I think beautifulweb.com, something like that, or beautifulweb.org or whatever, the IE9 site. We'll also throw a link up there for you to download the new beta that's just come out.
Cool.
Which we'll get to in a second. But I also wanted to mention a secret link that we're not going to talk about, but you need to go check it out for yourself.
Secret.
It's a secret link. We're not even going to talk about it, mostly because I haven't really taken a deep look at it, so I can't really have a good comment. But check out tantic.pbworks.com/chassisproject.
No, Cassis.
Cassis, sorry.
Project. Cassis.
Project. And that'll be pretty cool. You'll like that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's
kind of have to be a little bit techie to need this.
That's our secret.
Secret right quick now. Link. Yeah.
That's right. Check it out yourself and read what it is. So.
All right. That's nice. The quick links for the day. Kind of mellow.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But I want to talk about not only the release of the IE9 beta, but also the new Twitters.
Nice.
Out, and neither one of us have seen it yet because it's going out really slowly. The new Twitter.
Yeah, well, they said it's.
We're kind of disappointed by that, you know. But I still haven't put into anybody that's been able to use the new Twitter, so I haven't been able to check it out. But from the video and from the reviews I read, I think it's a really good upgrade. We'll see what it does to their performance and their uptime. But what do you think from just the little bit that you've seen, how do you think this affects Twitter?
From the video, I do like the fact that you can quickly view video tweets. Actually, I'm a mixed bag on this one.
And I know this is a tough question for you because you don't use Twitter like every day like I do.
No, I don't. Well, it seems like Twitter is one of the biggest junk mail websites in the world. It's filled with people that just want to sell you something.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of garbage that goes on it.
It's a great crowdsource if you have enough followers. But, you know, a lot of the times it's people that just want to promote themselves. You know, for that matter, I think sometimes Facebook can be that way. Kind of caters to the,
Just caters to those who want to share and be known.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just, to me, it's, why are you on Twitter? And for a lot of folks, it's the popularity contest. I mean, get as many followers as you can. Just the other day, you know, another piece of spam by, you know, 1,000 Twitter followers in the next 10 days. They want your user account login stuff. You know, it's like, are you kidding me?
What's the word I'm looking for? What's the word where people just love to hear themselves speak? They love themselves.
If you love yourself, you should join Twitter.
That's right.
Anyways, but yeah. What do you think?
Narcissistic. Yeah.
Anyways,
caters to people's narcissistic indulgences, but that's some people, not every. I'm generalizing that.
Yeah,
of course. You know, I mean, does have its uses. I'm a sporadic Twitter user, so. But in any event, I think I have mixed feelings about it. I think the inline video, I hope that doesn't get out of control, and I can see myself clicking on every video link. You know, because I'm curious. I like to watch videos. Somebody's going to send a video link. Oh, wow, let me check this out. You know, so.
Yeah.
I can see it really getting out of control with commercials. You know, people tweeting their commercials. You know, think about companies.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that works because obviously since it's going to be on the Twitter site, there is going to be more of an inclination to do that. There are, like, Brizzly does inline. It's like a little side app, web app that's been around that does that kind of thing. But that's an interesting dynamic. And then on top of that, they're going to start showing replies in, like, threaded kind of view in a way. Haven't quite seen it yet, but they're saying that they're going to show relevant, like, threaded commenting almost. They need to have done that a long time ago.
Threaded commenting, I do like that idea. Because then it makes Twitter more of an actual discussion. Instead of having to kind of, like, search your name or your ad replies.
I do that all the time. I'll go in, I'll be like, you know, I'll click the little at Kevin D's just to make sure I haven't missed anybody, like, asking me a question or something, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, now and then you'll stumble into somebody that asked you a question maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's just like, oh, and you're just getting back to them, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, heck, new Twitter changes are better than no Twitter changes, right? At least they're working on it.
Digg had a good whiplash for making their changes.
Well, yeah.
So can't always say changes are great. Every time.
Do you like the new Digg?
To be honest, I have not used Digg at all, really, until the new one came out.
Really?
Yeah, but it's just been down so much lately, I'm just giving it a break for a little while, and I'll come back when they're a little more stable.
Well, no, it's been a lot more stable within the past week or so.
Yeah.
Like, in its beginning Yeah, its beginning launch, it had a little bit of a struggle, but it's...
Yeah, I was at the point of quitting Twitter because they were down so much in the beginning. Like, I was like, this is just ridiculous. You know, I could hardly ever get on. And then hopefully this new design won't crash them with the new code that they're running and all that jazz. You know, but we'll see. I think the new Twitter's going to be fun. At least, I hope it is.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Looking forward to it. You know, we'll see. Yep. Like I said, they're rolling it in slowly, you know, so.
Yep. And then I guess all we have left for today, I guess it's going to be a short show.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, the little conference is kicking us out, but we promise.
Kicking you out.
We're not going
to any conference.
We promise that episode 10 is going to be good, though.
Right.
You know, so it better be good. I don't know. I feel tired. I feel like I'm just kind of like, you know.
Wake up, man. What's the matter with you? Maybe there's rest. Maybe you should skip the rest fast and go home.
Yeah, go home and take a nap. I think you're wearing off on me or something.
Go home and play a video game, man.
Yeah.
That will make it better.
Yeah. Always does. All right. IE9?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's great.
The IE9 beta.
And you were showing me this little funky thing with the acid test you
acid
were trying.
Acid 3 test, yeah.
So they have a 93?
Oh, no.
Wait, no, 95 or 100.
Right now it's 95.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Depends on what happens when you refresh your browser tab.
Right, right. Well, at one point in time it was 92 out of 100, and then it was 93 out of 100, and then it was 95 out of 100. So I don't know, you know, what.
This must be like a browser bug.
Yeah.
Because, like, you've opened up multiple tabs, and each one's the acid test, and it's different every time.
It could have been a loading thing. Maybe it was an internet connection thing at the time.
I wonder if I don't know exactly how the acid test works, but it makes me wonder if there is, like, a speed thing with the acid test. Like, your JavaScript has to be executed on so many marks, like, because you're getting that random number generated. And it could be that maybe when the tab's loaded, not the JavaScript engine isn't fully loaded or something funky. But I don't even know if that's even possible. But it just is kind of a weird little bug that you found.
Well, yeah.
But it's beta.
Well, it's a beta. It's beta software. But, you know, I do like the tab placement. The tab placement is right next to the address bar. And at first I was really hesitant about that.
Yeah, the address bar and the position it was. I tried to move it, actually.
You didn't
when
like
I
it.
First, I was like, okay, address bar, tabs behind address bar. It just felt like kind of wonky to me.
Yeah.
I was like, just pick a spot, you know?
Actually, try either above or below. Trying it out, I actually didn't mind it. And I, you know, the first thing I did was I opened up like 30 tabs, you know, to see how it was going to handle 30 tabs.
Yeah.
And it handled it pretty gracefully. I mean, of course, the tabs got shorter. And, you know, have you ever used a Firefox extension called Favicon-ized Tab?
Nope, I have not.
You double-click it, and it makes the tab small to where just the favicon is there, and it just has the X button and the favicon.
Yeah.
Right? And so that way you can have more tab real estate. Well, that's what IE9 does when you open up a lot of... You look tired, man. You okay?
Yeah, I told you, man. I'm tired, bro.
God,
man. I'm over here like...
He yawned so big, I thought I was your dentist, man.
Yeah.
I almost broke out the dentist.
Yeah, I tell you what it is. You're boring.
Oh.
You're boring.
Am I boring,
you're boring,
man? I'm
you're
sorry,
boring.
Man. Well, then, here, you tell us about IE9.
No. I will say, because you mentioned the Firefox extensions, essentially...
Yeah,
it will be interesting to see if IE opens up an extension market for their browser. Well, IE is the browser. Microsoft opens up an extension market for... And they do have somewhat of one. I won't say that they don't.
Uh-huh.
But it's not... The things there don't attract me to IE. And if they did have a way to add extensions to their browser...
Uh-huh.
You know, from what I've seen in the beta, it's not bad. You know, it's not perfect, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, it could, if
have
it had
you,
the
so
extensions.
So have you actually installed an extension?
It's like you can add search engines, you can do like a little weather thing. It's just that kind of stuff. It's like toolbars and garbage.
Okay, Okay.
You know, but...
Which IE always had that ability.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
They were the king of toolbars. Heck, whenever I'd work on somebody else's computer, you know what I mean, and open up their browser.
Did you see, it declares, like, it tells you how much these add-ons and toolbars are using up of your browser speed. So it'll give you a little red bar that says, hey, this one's killing your speed. It's taking it 4 extra seconds to load because you have this add-on on there disabled.
That's pretty cool.
Now, that is really sweet. I wish Firefox did that.
Yeah.
Because Firefox can be clunky, man, and I'd be like, look.
Well, because of the add-ons, not Firefox.
Exactly.
The add-ons,
exactly.
And Chrome takes care of kind of that with their, what is it?
Chrome's still lightning fast with the way they implement extensions. It's lightning fast.
Yeah, but their extensions aren't nearly as robust. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still getting there, but we'll see. Things that I'm looking for in IE that I wish were there, but there aren't. It's not going to make, until they have like Firebug better, like you can't click on an element and click inspect within the web page. You have to open up the developer tools by pushing F12 to
on
get it
IE9.
To open on IE9, and so you have to browse to that element, and you can't really
get to
specifically what you want to look at very quickly.
So no real robust developer tools behind the scenes. Well, it's beta still, you know.
Yeah.
Give poor IE9 a break.
Yeah, I'm still looking at Firefox again. The beta 7 came
out. Firefox
or
beta
6. Beta 6 or beta 7. I think I'm using beta 6.
The new Firefox I'm looking forward to. Now,
yeah.
They didn't say, you know, they said that there are no speed differences yet. You know, Firefox has been trying to work on their speed issues forever. Yeah. But the interface differences.
Well, their browser's loaded in JavaScript.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hello.
Yeah.
So.
But their interface differences, you know.
Yeah, their interface is getting better. They've slowly gotten better, but they haven't been keeping up with everyone else. Like, at first I was like, Chrome sucks. It looks like a 4-year-old made this thing.
Fisher-Price.
Yeah, it looked like Fisher-Price, something that you could
right.
put in your kid's crib or something that they could chew on.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
That's right.
You know, it's like...
Stop doing that. You're killing me, man. What's going on with you?
Anyways, so...
I get these cough headaches now, right?
Yeah.
I'll start hacking, and then I'll be like, oh, brain freeze. And I like brain freeze, and I'll start wincing.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'll have to like hold my head down for about 30 seconds.
30 seconds to an hour, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had cough headaches?
Dude, I haven't had in a while.
Never before in my life.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Dude, I don't get sick much, and when I do, I'm a wuss about it.
I don't get sick often either, and every time I say that, watch, next week, I'm going to be sick as a dog.
Oh, heck, you're in my sick hole right now, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to it.
Okay.
Hey, breathe the air in.
So, let's get down to their Canvas support, and...
I don't know what their Canvas support is. Tell me.
It's hardware accelerated.
Nice.
So, it is, like, zipping, man. They're, like, Canvas stuff. It's fast. It's lightning fast.
Have you tested it out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually looked at some of the submissions to do it. Can do that in.com. I, like, tested some of those out. Half of them didn't work.
Didn't work, yeah. I did, too. I looked in it, and I was like...
Yeah.
Okay.
And that just goes to show that these implementations are still very, very early. And most of them are still, I mean, IE9's beta.
Hey, which proved a lot of my point, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It still proved a lot of my point. A lot of people are begging me to eat those flash disks. But, you know, that flash button works in IE6. Smooth as a kitten.
Yeah.
It does.
You have a point.
Yeah, it's and now.
The only
it's
thing
an ugly
is,
button and you would never use it, and it's not search engine accessible, but I'm talking about the fluidity, the speed, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
HTML5 does have some catching up to do. I'm learning it, you know, and I wait for it in great anticipation.
Yeah.
It's not there yet.
I people are saying 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
I say it's going to come way before then because the adoption has been so rapid now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It'll be before then.
Yeah.
That's 11 years. Come on.
Yeah, it's like, to me, I really feel like It's gonna be here a lot faster than people suspect. I feel like browser vendors and user agents are going to jump on this bandwagon really fast, and it's going to lead to some kind of crappy spec stuff, and it'll be slowly changed. But I really feel like this is a big move in the industry, and so, I'd keep my eye on the little timeline that people are saying.
Cool. So, you like the features on the Canvas features on IE?
Yeah. Hardware accelerated really nice, really fast. Frame rates are great. And it's as fast as Flash.
That's great.
Hardware acceleration
is the way to go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, if you wanted to run, like, a hardcore game, that hardware acceleration, man, that stuff was zipping, dude. Like, if you go to their little the link was in the last week's show notes to the IE9 site. The little countdown. It's the same as the countdown for IE9, which is over now, obviously. But you go to that site and you can, like, turn on all the little features. They have, like, a little main menu where you can, like, turn on some features. You can turn them all on. It doesn't slow the browser down at all. I mean, that thing was zipping. So.
Nice.
Really nice. That opens up some doors for some games without Flash, which I think is huge, because plugins lead to security holes, but also bad implementations of these standards are going to lead to security holes. They can't really say that either.
Right.
But just an open standard that's going to be out of the box for browsers specifically, it's going to be pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. What other features in IE9 do you see?
Other features? Just, they have really good CSS3 support, rounded corners. I mean, all the things we already knew from, like, the previews and stuff. But it was just nice, I think, to see the beta finally get here, you know, which means this is going to happen, you know. And it's just a good feeling to say, to actually grab something that feels like a browser and it be IE and do all the things that you always wanted it to do.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, that's just a really good feeling, knowing that the web is moving in a good direction.
So the future is hopeful.
The future is hopeful, but the only thing holding us back at this point is the pockets of buyers, because you can't put IE9 on XP.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
yeah,
you've got to buy basically Windows 7. I think you're going to have to buy that to get it out of the box, unless they force you to upgrade on Vista. I don't know.
So new computer users or Windows 7 yeah. users?
That's the only thing that disappoints me. That will be the thing that stops, if anything, HTML5, like all this cool stuff in HTML5 from getting here before 2022.
Yeah.
It'll be user take-up on
new operating
systems.
I don't think
it's going
to take that long, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to take near 11 years.
Not for the specification for the browsers to grab it, but for your users to get there.
You think so?
It may take.
Think it'll take that long? The way technology is.
All I know is people will stick with their, because I worked in IT, you know.
They'll stick with their old stuff,
man, till it's on fire and smoking, and then they'll cry to you and say, "Put it back exactly the way it was."
Yeah.
And they'll want XP again.
Right.
They don't want to learn something new.
Oh, old school. Yeah, but, you know, forbid, right?
Yeah. But the good news is, folks that I have seen use Windows 7 love it.
Yeah.
Like, at Vista, people were, like, ready to curl up in a ball, suck their thumb, and cry, you know. But Windows 7 is there, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to spring this one on you, too.
Okay.
Another news article I just read, it was early this morning, the Best Buy CEO has announced, and this was covered in the Wall Street Journal, that iPad sales have cannibalized laptop sales by 50%. Isn't that amazing?
That is interesting.
So, in response, what they did was, for this Christmas season, they ordered more iPads and more, you know, cell phone-like devices. intabula devices. That is interesting.
I think you and I talked about the iPad when it was first coming out. And a lot of people were wary. They were saying, this iPad thing's stupid. And I think I even blogged about it. I was like, people that think this iPad thing is a joke, where is your head? You know?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? People don't want a ton more. They want a lot less that does what they do now a lot better.
Yeah. Well, you know,
iPad does that.
It really does. You know, we need to think about, you know, we need beefy computers because we're content creators.
Yeah.
But there are, the majority of the world really aren't content creators, they're content consumers.
Right.
And this device is one of the content right now it's the content consumption device. And tablets, you know, I know that there have been rumors of different competitive tablets, Android tablets.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen very many. We've seen announcements.
If these tablets are going to be complex, like the Android tablet that people are talking about that you're mentioning here, if that's complex, people aren't going to buy it.
Yeah.
You and I will buy it over the iPad, but nobody else.
Yeah. But, you know, that form factor, I do see that form factor taking off. Yeah. You know, they're going to have a number of flavors of, you know, in various types of tablets. And I can really see that form factor, you know, starting to shape,
you know,
the way people browse the web.
Now that I'm thinking about it more, one of the main reasons I thought people would be attracted to the iPad is the battery life attached to it. There is no other device that really can advertise really good battery life like the iPad has.
How long is the battery life? How much?
I want to say it's like 10 hours or something ridiculous for like full use, like video watching or something.
Wow.
Like, and so, laptop, you have to have it plugged in to get 10 hours. And you'll get 3 if you're lucky. Even on the Macs, say they do like 6 hours. And you and I have talked about this.
Yeah.
If you're using your Mac, you're not going to be getting however many hours they say. You're going to be getting a lot less. And so I think this is one of the bigger issues behind the iPad. And I would say that contributes to about 60% of why people will purchase the iPad. It's because of the battery life. I think it's that big. I think it's that big a deal.
Yeah.
Because
wow.
I don't want to plug, you know, I want something I can plug in at night, like my cell phone, and it'd be good to go all day. You know?
Yeah, I mean, think about the power to be able to just, I see people using it in like a little portfolio cover.
Yeah.
The ability to be able to just slip it in their bag, you know, and take it out at will. It's moderately light. They can read their books. They can listen to music. They can watch a video. They can browse the web. They can do all these things with this very portable, you know, tablet. You know, it's no wonder that it took off the way it is. The form factor. You know, I'm looking forward to it. And as developers, man, does that change the landscape for us?
Yeah, it does.
Designers and developers.
It changes the landscape because, for instance, Hover. You don't have a mouse. You have no access to anything Hover. So anything intrinsic to your website and the functionality of it cannot require Hover. Drop-down menus, you're going to have to have...
drag over, I guess, but...
Yeah, you'll have to use, like, active state where you press and hold and then move your finger down. You know, you can't just do Hover. You have to do these accessible things. A lot more menus, I bet, are going to be click. You click on the website menu and it's going to drop down versus Hover.
That's true.
You know, and it may be that it lets you do both. That's what my assumption will be, is it'll have a click drop down using like jQuery or something, and then you'll have your Hover state. That'll do the drop down in CSS.
What surprised me about that announcement was how fast it was.
Yeah.
Laptops have been around for how long?
Oh, forever, dude. Forever.
Yeah, we've had laptops forever. And they've been at Best Buy for a long time. And the iPad's only been around for a year?
Less than a year.
And already it's cannibalizing...
Way less than a year.
Already it's cannibalizing 50% of the laptop market at Best Buy. That's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
You know, I was taken aback by that article, so. I know, I just kind of threw that one out at you.
In fact, we also probably should mention that we're not going to say that the iPad is going to cannibalize PC home computers
in itself,
because you still, like with the iPhone, you have to have a computer to activate it.
Yeah.
You know, and these kinds of things. So these devices are meant to work in tandem with whatever you already have.
I'm not saying the iPad specifically will. I mean,
it's not going to eat it completely.
I think it's. I mean, in Best Buy, yeah, it's cannibalizing 50% of the market. But I'm not entirely sure that it'll be just the iPad that will eat that laptop market, or further eat the laptop market generally. You know, instead of just Best Buy, but the tablet form factor,
yeah.
I think, is going to take a chunk out of that laptop market.
Yeah.
You know, I think
definitely
that tablet form factor, whatever OS it might be, you know, so.
Yep.
Something to look forward to, man. We got all this stuff happening,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Standards and new browsers and
yeah,
different form factors.
Yeah. You know? I hate that today was kind of like a little bit off because I have the conference, you know, so I got up fairly early this morning to get down there. And
oh, what time did you get up?
I think my alarm went off at 6, so I got up at 6.
Oh.
Which is a big deal for me, bud.
6 in the morning for Kevin.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's nothing compared
morning,
to
bud.
The sleep these other guys got, man. They were out late. You know, you fly in, you know, and people were out real late having a good time. So I can't really, but my body is not attuned to getting up so early. I normally go to bed really late and get up.
Pretty late. Yeah, my
so own. It's tough for me to fall asleep as quickly as some. So, but anyways, enough about my whining.
Well, I think we should wrap things up here, huh?
Yep. And where can they find you? Jonas.
As usual, my Twitter, if I'm following Twitter at the time, is @Jive, or you can shoot me an email, jonas@01productions.net, jeroneproductions.net.
All right, if people can hear what you said, if at all, I am Kevin Dees on Twitter. And I think that is...
That wraps it up.
That wraps it up.
Cool. Have a good one, folks.
Yep. Have a good one. Bye-bye. We like you. Come back.